We're continuing to tell the stories of Wisconsin families that have reached the milestone of 100 or 150 years of owning their farmsteads or homesteads around the state. Tom and Linda Olson, residents of Scandinavia, Wisconsin in Waupaca County, have reached that 150-year mark. And Linda is along to tell us the story of their farm.
Well, I know that my great-grandfather bought it, and he did the start of the farming on it. The barn that we have was built in the 1800s. The milk house was added in 1903. My grandfather bought it in the early 19-teens or all 1920s. He farmed the entire thing. I guess he was a pretty good farmer. The neighbor across the road used to tell me that when there was a question about the farming and stuff, they would come to my grandfather and ask him. So he was a pretty good farmer, I guess. And then he passed in 56. And they sold off the animals and stuff after that. And my dad continued to farm it. And then after that, my dad and then my mother leased it. The land's been in till all the time, the whole time. My mother moved up here in the early 40s, and she drove by, and this was before there was trees all over. She saw this beautiful brick house, and she said, "God, I'd like to live there sometime." Well, her family was a family of six kids, and they came up from the Fond du Lac, Sheboygan area, and they farmed. Their kids were farmed out to help around farms. And I guess when she was like 10 years old, she went down, and the whole family, the kids, picked the field at the bottom of the hill, and that ended up being the house that she ended up living in. They bought it back in, I think, the early 60s sometime. And my mom worked two jobs to keep it all in the farm and keep it in the family until now she's in a nursing home, and now my son bought it. The Christensen side of the family, they were pretty much gone when, by the time I was older. And it was my grandmother that had it after that on my dad's side. It was a dairy farm. For even back then, before the farm was, and I don't know when farming, what it was, it got upgraded. But my grandfather in the early 50s had the milking system with the pumps and with the, the milking machines and stuff, because all the air lines and everything are running down there yet, and the pump lines or whatever you want to call them. That went until about, I would say, probably 57, I think 56, 57 is when they got rid of the animals for that. But it's probably 60 to 80 acres of tillable. And then we've got two gigantic marshes in the back where we have just the most beautiful. It's hills and valleys. It's typical Waupaca County land around here. You can see where the glaciers went through. There's rocks left everywhere, and then there's no rocks. I know the barn that they built, they hauled in the rock from Anago because the rock that was here wasn't the right kind. But, the buildings are all still standing. The house burned down in 42. Or 41, and they rebuilt that. Like I said, my grandfather was an only son, and so he had two sisters, and they went off and, wherever their families were. So it was basically my grandfather here. And then when he died, they didn't talk about that stuff back then.
What are some unique things about the farm, or some, interesting stories that, you remember as you were growing up being around it, those kind of things, maybe that would be different from other people, or interesting things that people might like to know?
It's kind of hard to say because, like I say, everything was pretty much done with by the time I was born in 54. And the farming is that we tried raising my husband and my dad and my brother and I tried raising calves in the early 70s, but that was kind of hard starting up from scratch again. But it's the land itself is just, it's beautiful land. We've got 120 acres within the whole farm. And I don't know what to say. I know one time in the early 20s, it rained really bad, and there was a washout that was formed on the end of the field here that was big enough you could have turned two or three barns upside down in it. And I know we had a lot of problems with the hillsides on the bottom. Other than that, like I say, we just lived here. My dad was a truck driver, so he wasn't around much when we were growing up to really know, other than the fact that we knew it was us. It was ours.
Now, you said, obviously, it's still in the family. What does kind of the future look like for the farm, or what are the plans going forward?
Well, we plan on hanging on to it as long as we can. Everything else around us has been bought out by rich people from Milwaukee, so we're trying to hang on to everything, keep it in the family for the my folks' grandchildren and stuff. The land is all still farmed out yet. I think we've only had, in the last 40 years that I can think of, we've only had, like, I think three different farmers that have rented it for crop farming, so that's been pretty consistent. But, you know, we're trying to keep up with the buildings as best we can. The barn is in disrepair, but we missed that deal where you can get funding through the state to help rebuild it. We missed out on that. So we're just trying to keep everything up as much as we can. Like I said, our son just bought the farm. He just purchased the house in November. So, after my mom had been there for so many years, there's a lot of updating and stuff that has to be done. But it's, you drive in now, it looks the same as you drove in 50 years ago. It's home. Like I said, the barn's still standing, the granary's still standing. And that was just built on rock piers, which really surprises me. And it was with that, everything is still here. I'm kind of curious, and I wish there was a way to find that out. The whole top of where the house and the barn are built are all built up on rock that they've hauled in. But it's weird. We don't have any rocks in our fields, and you go right next to us, and it's just solid rocks everywhere. So that's kind of a weird thing, too. It's like they skipped us.
That was Linda Olson, Tom and Linda of Waupaca County, being recognized as a sesquicentennial farm this year, being their farm has been in their family for over 150 years. This story and many more brought to you by Compeer Financial as we continue to honor those with this great accomplishment. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.